The Public Education Foundation hosts monthly college knowledge lunch breaks, providing information for parents and students that are college-bound seniors. Today's College Knowledge Lunch Break will focus on students with learning differences and the options available for disabled students. I spoke with Stacy Lightfoot, VP of College and Career Success Initiatives at the Public Education Foundation. When it comes to college and careers for people with disabilities, you're talking a mindset for a lot of people that if their child concludes that 21st birthday and gets a certificate of completion, or even if they do get a high school diploma, they often don't think their children could handle college. How is that different today as opposed to maybe 20 years ago?
Well, there are so many systems and supports that are in schools as well as in college to help combat some of the issues that folks had to face years ago when students who had learning differences were just labeled as vocational track. So then that's how you became like vocational track or college-bound track. Students who could take the Algebra 1 and the Algebra 2 were put in college-bound classes, and students who maybe struggled in math, it was decided, you know what, you're going to go on the vocational track. So sometimes that pigeonholed students in terms of the type of choices that they can make after they graduated from high school. But there's so many systems in place, and I think Hamilton County has definitely been a pioneer in addressing the concept or the idea that all students should have the opportunity to go to college, which is why Hamilton County schools, they are under the belief that students should be on a college-bound track. So students, if they graduate from a Hamilton County school, are automatically set up to have more choices to choose when coming to post-secondary options. So students graduating from Hamilton County Public Schools have to take 4 years of English, a certain set of maths, a certain set of social studies. Every student has to do that unless otherwise specified by the exceptional ed department. I think Hamilton County Schools have done a great job of ensuring that students that graduate now have the opportunity to choose college. They may not go, but the opportunity is there. And someone did not force an option on them by saying, you will not take this, you will not take that because you're struggling in English or you're struggling in math. So,
the American with Disabilities Act, of course, provides for equal access no matter what your situation.
You better believe it. Absolutely.
A lot of times, the only disabilities people would think about would be, are they in a wheelchair, or maybe they have physical limitations, where learning differences may not be outwardly visible. Sometimes people with learning differences need specialized educational training or a different pedagogy applied to their classwork to make it easier for them to understand.
Absolutely. Let me make this statement. I am not an expert on American Disabilities Act, but I have worked inside of a school system, and I've worked with dozens of students who have learning differences and other disabilities. If parents are proactive and they realize that their students are struggling in something, they should talk to the school. They should talk to the district about how to get their child additional services and get their child tested to see what disability or what difference that student has. Because once that student is diagnosed with something by a doctor, by a psychologist, the school now can put a plan together for that particular student to ensure that that student has the opportunity to make better decisions. So let's say a student has dyslexia or dysgraphia. There's a department in Hamilton County Department of Education and are trained to work with students that have those type of learning differences. So whether it's a reading difference, whether it's a math difference, whether it's social or emotional difference, there is support there. And I think, you know, parents have to educate themselves on American Disabilities Act about what is available for their students.
As little as 20 years ago, a lot of special needs children were in self-contained classrooms, and now it's an inclusion model.
You bet.
Where they're in the same classroom as everyone else, approaching the same subjects at the same pace.
You got it.
There are also resource teachers that help with them directly. Have you worked with universities and colleges, local ones like Chattanooga State or UTC, to provide the same type of services or the same counterpart in higher education?
Yes. almost every college. Now, I've visited hundreds and hundreds of colleges over the span of the career doing what I'm doing, and that's helping students plan for post-secondary success college. There is not one college that I have visited that does not have a disabilities office or student support services center where there are people who will read your papers. There are people who will tutor you in math for free. But parents need to know and students need to know that those exist. Now, many times on the college level, you have to go into college with a diagnosis, with a doctor's note, and your plan from high school. Once that's in place, you can get extended times on tests, you can get note takers, you can get additional services that the college or the institution can provide you. And those resources are available here. I know students who can't necessarily intake a lot of information when the teacher's up in the front giving notes. So the high school student has a note taker there in class. So there is someone there to take notes. I know students that have assisted technology, pens, computers that the school provides the student to help them along that particular difference. Now, I'm not quite sure the extent of what those resources look like in college, but I definitely know resources are there because I know college students who have hearing impairments, who have learning differences, who've been in car accidents with brain injuries, who get additional help in college. They just have to know how to access that.
As soon as you enroll in college, that's the time to contact those services so they can set things up before your first semester even starts.
Before you enroll in college, if you know you're going to need some additional services when you get to college, don't wait till the day that you enroll in school. Work with your college and career advisor in high school to help you access that office or that person. So when you step foot in your first class, you know exactly the resources that you need because you've done your homework beforehand.
Scott Kramer has autism, and as an adult, he returned to college to obtain a degree for a new career option.
I was diagnosed at first back in the fall of 2007. At the time, a physician had diagnosed me after I'd been fired from a prominent nonprofit organization here in the Chattanooga area. And then I tried to get paperwork, documentation for that. And I did this for about 3 years until 2010 when I finally got it.
So your autism was diagnosed as an adult?
Yes, at the age of 40.
What impact do you think that had, other than, of course, losing your job, but but on your day-to-day life?
Well, at first, when I was diagnosed with the autism, I wondered why me. I had this woe's me type of attitude where it was like, well, you know, why did I have this? Because up to that point, I felt like I had accomplished quite a bit in my life, you know, without the diagnosis. And I'm thinking, why am I different? As I got adjusted to living with autism, I realized that things were going to be a lot different than they once were before in my life. And as a result, you know, I had my challenges with trying to get things back to the way they once were. But I realized that that just wasn't going to happen. So I did the very best I could, began to accept the fact that I had autism, and then began to like and love myself, and I found that made a huge difference.
When did you attend college?
I initially attended college back right after I graduated from high school. And for some people in your audience, that's maybe a little difficult as they hear about this, but I have 3 degrees, which sounds kind of odd. Why would somebody go and get a third degree as I did UTC when I started in the fall of 2012 and then just graduated? My initial degree is from Purdue University. My second degree is a graduate degree from the University of Kansas. Now, at both points in my life, I had not yet been diagnosed with autism. So the thing about it is I just did what I thought I needed to because things weren't going very well in my life because without the diagnosis, what was I supposed to do?
Why did you decide to go to college?
Okay, well, yes. The reason why I decided to go to college is because I had received the diagnosis. This was in 2012. I had gotten the official documentation in 2010 and then decided that I wanted to do something that took no more than 2 years of my life. When I spoke with my vocational rehabilitation counselor and then spoke with my partner, they both agreed that accounting seemed like to be a natural fit for myself. So I looked into UTC's program, found out that this would take no more than a couple of years for me to accomplish since I already had a first bachelor's degree. Went back to classes, did what I needed to, did very well, and then I'm about ready to start my my professional accounting position with Life Care Centers of America in Cleveland here on June 4th. I'm very happy about that.
Going to school for anyone, going to college for anyone, an adult. I was an adult student in college. I know what that means,
sure.
Trying to balance jobs and home life and everything. Did you need assistance from the disability office here at UTC to make that happen for you?
Yes, I did. When I started to look into enrolling at UTC, I went to the Disability Resources Center, spoke with Dr. Michelle Rigler and her staff, and they were all very accommodating. Dr. Rigler asked me why I wanted to be part of the Mosaic program, which is the college student program for students on the autism spectrum. And I gave my reasons. And then after we sat down and talked about this for about an hour, she felt like I would be a great fit because I would be the oldest student in the program to date. I'm 47 years old now. So things happened to work out for themselves, and I kind of acted as in a mentor role in a way to the younger students. And so it gave me the support that I needed to successfully complete college, number one. And number two, started to give me some of the work skills that I really struggled with earlier in previous positions that I had, which led to my being fired one way or another.
A lot of times, autism manifests itself in social issues, in interaction difficulties with people. Were these some of the reasons that you had problems at your former job?
I would say yes, because I know there's a lot of social skills that go along, the soft skills, as they talked about, being on any job. And because I did not know how to act appropriately in those circumstances or in those situations, that's probably what led to my being fired. And as I mentioned earlier, about going to UTC, having Dr. Rigler work with me, having my faculty advisor, faculty mentor in the accounting program, Dr. Joni Sombrak, work with me, I was very pleased to know and very happy to know that I got the help that I need basically in the soft skills area. Because now when I start my new position over at Life Care Centers of America, I feel that I will be able to do the things that I need to be successful with that. And as such, perhaps also be a mentor to up-and-coming students that may be starting college or looking to start their jobs as well. If anybody is hearing this right now and you're a parent of a child with autism, or perhaps you're an adult with autism as well, I realize that things may be difficult for your child or things may be difficult for you as an adult. You may be listening to this right now just wondering, you know, what can I do with my life? Where can I go? And I just want to let you know that there's always help. And the thing about it is what got me through this time in my life was just the mantra that I always said, the best years of my life are ahead of me. And that's why I said it kept me going. And the thing is, I didn't have anybody there to help support me at the time. So if you're wondering how you get through this, just keep telling yourself the best years of your life will be ahead of you, because I promise you, once you get the diagnosis and once you're able to get the help that you receive, things will be a lot better for you down the road.
Contact the Office of Disabilities in your college of choice to get help if you need it to be a successful college student. No matter what your age, these departments will work with you to be the best student you can be and get the most out of your time in college. The Public Education Foundation hosts monthly College Knowledge lunch breaks during the regular public school calendar. Visit the web at pefchattanooga.org to see the schedule of lunch breaks beginning next fall. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.